Greetings to you, my dear friends in Christ. The gospel calls us to take responsibility for our church, to further Christ's mission both locally and in our world. Because in doing so, we show our love and care for one another, regardless of whether or not we know them. This is reflected in this year's appeal theme from the letter to the Hebrews, which says, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased with sacrifices of that kind." It is so important to remember that while the appeal does support many programs, ultimately your generosity is what impacts lives and deepens faith.
This year, the Holy Father invited all God's people to share their experiences to help the Church best fulfill her mission in these times. The diocese helped coordinate nearly 300 listening sessions that engaged 3,600 people and produced 61 individual reports. The feedback from these listening sessions will assist in future planning at the diocese and is also helping each parish identify its own areas of greatest need. Kathy Converse from St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Shepherd said one need in particular is already being acted on as a result.
The synod for certainly our vicariate was done very well. One of the things that came through loud and clear was our young people. And I believe 20 years ago, we had a lot more full-time youth ministers, and it showed. In the parish of St. Vincent's, they have realized that there is a need.
At this time, more than ever, we are called to support the unborn and born alike, and to accompany mothers who find themselves in crisis or unexpected pregnancies. The Diocesan Office of Parish Life and Evangelization is helping parishes establish Walking with Moms in every community to show women and families how much they and their children are loved and valued by God. In Maple Grove, members of St. Michael Parish are excited about how the program prepared them to walk with moms in need.
We now have we call it our little blessing boutique. So the parish they've given us little onesies and sleepers and quilts and strollers and pack and plays and little girls and boys outfits and
diapers.
Diapers.
And Norma and Diane in our group, they went through this room and it is a beautiful little boutique. They've organized it all. So if somebody comes, we have everything, they have everything sorted.
Right.
And we have gift baskets ready to go for people.
This community really wants to love these women the way that God loves them.
Another way the diocesan offices promote respect for all life is through the Office of Multicultural Ministry. One way is through outreach to migrant workers who travel to our diocese each year. In addition to helping collect food and clothing, the sacraments are brought to the migrant workers in their camps. Susanna Rosnowski was a migrant worker who came to our diocese from San Antonio, Texas in the back of a truck as a child. Today, she ministers in one of our parishes. She said she knows what the sacraments mean to the migrant workers because she knows what they meant to her.
We had mass outside, so we brought out whatever benches or seating thing furniture we had in our shanties, and we'd sit outside and they would do the mass for us. And I experienced many times the communion and on the ground, you know. And so in my heart, for me, the Eucharist es el pan de vida, the bread of life. Because every time I felt like, why are we living like this? And I would have those thoughts. I wouldn't voice them to my mother and dad, but I would have those. But when I would take that communion, that Eucharist, I had such peace. I would have such peace. And so I learned at a very young age that when they say, this es el pan de vida, it is a bread of life.
These last few years, in a particular way, have been filled with challenges for many people. There has been a great need for grief support, and many parishes now offer Catholic Grief Recovery Series made possible through training available through the diocese. Facilitators from St. Elizabeth Parish in Reese say the program serves a need in both the parish and greater community.
When we have a loved one that we care about so much, and you cannot see that person face to face and tell them how much you love them, and hold their hand at least at that time when they're passing. and going on to that next stage in life, that's very traumatic for you.
I think all the people who attend, they find it so valuable and reaffirming to be able to share openly and to talk about things. So it's cathartic and it's beneficial, and I think it connects them more with their faith, because it is a faith-based program. So part of it, they take exercises home and they work at home on things, and so they're kind of in the Word in between, and so that's been good.
Bishop Gruce is inviting all the faithful to join him in supporting this year's Christ's Mission Appeal.
I have already made my pledge for this year's appeal because I firmly believe that these funds allow us to carry out the mission of Christ Jesus in our diocese. So please, please join me in making your sacrificial gift today. And please know of my continued prayers for you, and may God bless you in your generosity.